electric fans and how they work and how they have developed. On a hot day, the idea of cooling off in front of an electric fan sounds inviting. Some people sit very close to the fan and count on it to make them more comfortable because they think it's going to lower the air temperature. But that's not really what happens. A fan can actually make a room hotter because of the warmth of the running motor. Fans don't cool the temperature of the air at all, they just blow the same hot air around. So why does a fan make us feel better? The fan moves air against our skin, which causes perspiration to evaporate. If we couldn't sweat, our body temperature would rise so high that we would die. We have sweat glands all over the body, but the largest ones are in our palms, forehead, armpits, and the soles of our feet. We notice our perspiration the most in those places. Even though the air temperature doesn't get cooler when a fan is blowing, we feel cooler as evaporation occurs and our body temperature drops. Fans have a long record in history, dating back to 3000 BC. They originated in China. The first European folding fans were brought into Europe by businessmen and religious orders from China, and they were considered as a status symbol in Europe then. Between the years of 1882 and 1886, a New Orleans resident, Schuyler Scatz Wheeler, invented a fan powered by electricity. It was soon commercially marketed by an electric motor company. In 1882, the world's first electric ceiling fan was developed. During this intense period of innovation, fans powered by alcohol and oil were common. In 1909, Japan pioneered the invention of mass-produced electric fans for home use. In the 1920s, industrial advances allowed steel fans to be mass-produced in different shapes, bringing fan prices down and allowing more homeowners to afford them. In the 1930s, the first Art Deco fan, the Swan fan, was designed. By the 1950s, table and stand fans were manufactured in colours that were bright and eye-catching. Air conditioning in the 1960s caused many companies to discontinue production of fans. But since then, with an increasing awareness of the cost of electricity and the amount of energy used to heat and cool homes, turn-of-the-century-styled ceiling fans have become immensely popular again as both decorative and energy-efficient units.